This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Mayor de Blasio, as you heard, has pulled the plug on his presidential campaign. WCBS's Rich Lamb has more.
The mayor threw in the towel, claiming,
"Yeah, look, I feel very good about offering a vision of change to this country, largely based on what we did here in New York."
But on his WNYC broadcast, the now ex-contender for the Democratic presidential nomination indicated he found himself facing some unpleasant facts.
"I came to the conclusion that I had contributed what I could to the national discussion, and it just wasn't my time. It was not going to be possible to put together the support to get into the October debates, and it was time to end the candidacy."
The mayor said he found the voters less divided than he expected, but warned if Democrats don't have a sharp, clear, progressive message, we still could lose to Donald Trump. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
WCBS's Peter Haskell asked some political experts about de Blasio's decision.
What is your take on Mayor de Blasio dropping out of the race at this point?
It's a snooze.
Douglas Musio is a public affairs professor at Brewer College. He thinks the run has left de Blasio battered. The mayor's polling was at or close to 0%.
He's lost legitimacy by the presidential run.
De Blasio still has more than 2 years left in his term, and Democratic strategist Hank Schenkopf thinks he can still redeem himself.
He's got some time to heal the wounds that people may feel about him, and to give people a lift about the city they love.
Schenkopf says the city's in pretty good shape, and the mayor needs to accentuate the positive. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
The route from Lower Manhattan's Foley Square to Battery Park is wall-to-wall people for today's global climate strike. WCBS's Steve Burns is in the middle of that march and joins us live.
Yeah, Michael, we have just made it to Broadway and Liberty Street, just south of City Hall. You can probably hear the chants in the background. This march, people are shoulder to shoulder the entire width of the street, as far back as the eye can see. All kinds of colorful signs everywhere. A lot of them have some semblance of fire on it. One of the prevalent sayings here is "the house is on fire." I've talked to several young people, and that is the vast majority of the attendees here. Our young people, middle schoolers, high schoolers, they all tell me that this is something they wish they didn't have to do, but this is a mantle that they now have to take up, given what they say has been inaction by today's politicians, today's adults, all across the country and the world. And they are incredibly well-read on these issues. You ask them specific policy changes they'd like to see made. They'll talk to you about things like fossil fuels and plastic and balloons, and there are all kinds of sub-issues that people will bring up here when you talk to them. The end destination for this march is, of course, Battery Park, where we'll be hearing from several other speakers. Again, the vast majority of them young people. While we did hear from some politicians, they are not the stars of today. The stars of today, from the demographics of this crowd, is certainly the young people, and they have a very clear, very loud message they are getting across here in Lower Manhattan.
Thanks, Steve. WCBS's Steve Burns marching with those global climate change activists in Lower Manhattan this afternoon. To the Weather Center and meteorologist Bob Larson with another gorgeous afternoon.
Sunshine and warmer, a beautiful day, Michael. It started, of course, very cool this morning, but temperature-wise, we're already at or above yesterday's high. Same with the day before. We shoot for 80 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, low 63. The warm-up continues this weekend. Sunshine tomorrow, high 84, 85 with higher humidity on Sunday. Temperatures down range from 71 at Middlebury to 76 at Elizabeth. 74 at Midtown with a high of 80.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.